on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to join us. He has more recipes. He is a cooker. And so this is his version of What's Cooking. Oh, wait a minute. I've heard that. There's a show called What's Cooking?
Watch it, buddy. You might have some copyright infringement.
Is that trademarked or anything?
That's trademarked.
Yeah.
Is it really? Jennifer Horn, yes.
No.
Is
really?
It?
What's Cooking is trademarked?
Of course.
Wow.
I bet it's part of the revenue model of the show. They hope someday to be able to sue one of the big cooking networks for stealing the name of their show.
Or Doug Steffen for calling
him. Right.
So have I ever been on that show? Wasn't I on that show once?
Of course you were, yeah.
Why would you be on What's Cooking?
Talk about raw milk.
Right. Cooking with raw milk. We're coming up with things, as I said before, Heather Bachman, Jennifer, Richie, and I here together for Beyond Good Day. Heather's working with me on the store at the farm, as well as being on the program. And I think, actually, she likes that better.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I would definitely not say better.
No.
No, I love being
as
here
well.
With you guys.
All right, so anyway... we are coming up with some ideas on how to enhance what goes on at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is to have other raw milk products like butter, mm-hmm. yogurt, cheese, that kind of stuff. And so what we would do probably in that case, Jennifer, is look for a repeat invite to go on the What's Cooking show on the CRN Digital Network explain more in depth, in detail, what you can do with raw milk. And
I think we should set it up.
That would be terribly exciting. We should probably plan a trip to California to tape this, Doug. I think we might start working on that.
I think the description terribly exciting pretty much sums it up.
Right. All right. So before we get into stories from there's a new movie. We're going to put it together. You know, the Expendables did very well in the box office. We're going to call this the Suggestibles.
Mm.
And it'll star Jennifer and Rich and Roberta and Heather. I'll be the director. The Suggestibles. Before we get to the Suggestibles and their stories today, the identity of the Navy SEAL who participated in the mission was present at Bin Laden's death and has written a book under a pseudonym on this whole raid, and there's a movie coming out in December. At first...
He's been outed.
The people in government wanted to tell you before... This is how foolish they look. Oh, this guy is, this is a phony. This guy's not real. Well, turns out he is. And I don't know how they went about they, whoever they are. Do we know, Jen, how this guy was ID'd? Have we followed the process, the trail...
As one of the news agencies was able to find out who he was.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so who is he?
I don't know.
Oh.
We're going to find out.
I thought we had this on the top of our... This isn't the number one item of the day. Identify outing the author of the Bin Laden book, which would be, by the way, out on the 11th of September. So is there any need for him to go out in disguise anymore, like Sacha Baron Cohen? If he's been outed... Is he? I think he's still a SEAL, though.
His name is Matt Bissonette.
Is he still in the SEALs?
He's retired shortly after the operation.
After the raid? Okay. Where does he live? Do we know? Bissonette? Very French name. What do we know what he looks like?
Are you trying to tie his French name to traitor?
No.
Bissonette of Fonds. I think there is a conspiracy.
Bissonette of Fonds. It doesn't give me his address.
Oh, no. Phone number.
Telephone, email.
I can look it up on Google here, though. Sure.
I'm very happy that he wrote this book. I think that we need to know. This is the kind of stuff, to go back to sort of our quasi-theme of the day.
I
this
have
is
a
what
feeling he has a behind-the-scenes pat on the back on releasing this book.
I would hope so. Because this is, he and Assange, we were teasing about Assange a minute ago. Assange isn't a hero.
I don't think you understand. I have a feeling he has...
A pat on the back.
A behind-the-scenes...
Somebody helped
him. Do it from the White House.
Yeah.
To write this book and get the movie out before the election.
Yeah, well, the movie doesn't come out until after the election.
Right.
It's of little consequence to what will actually happen. At any rate, the book is called No Easy Day, The First-Hand Account of the Mission That Killed Osama Bin Laden. And Mark Owen, so he only changed his last name. His real name is Mark Bissonette. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
All right. Penguin Books. You think this is going to make jillions of dollars? Oh, I'm betting this book is going to be the biggest book of the year. What are the other big books of the year?
Will it make a great movie?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a good movie. Oh, movie's already done, though. Unless they take another one from, if they do another account based on this book. But there's already a movie that's been produced, be in the theaters in December.
Right, but where did they get the information from? How correct is it? How true is it?
What difference does it make? It's a movie. We got Osama. Who cares?
I want to see the facts.
Oh, really, Richie?
I really went down.
Good for you.
I don't want some Hollywood producer guessing out.
No! Heavens no. You want to have that. Good Lord.
Did you really ask about the biggest books of the year?
I did.
You can't think of the biggest book of the year.
Think leather. Think straps.
Mm-hmm.
Handcuffs.
Not standing in the sun.
There are three of them, right? Aren't there supposed to be the Great
Trilogy? Yeah.
Right, but the other two haven't been written yet.
Yes, no, they have.
Well, they have.
Mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Grey, yes. Right. I am in possession of them.
So what's the second one called?
49 Shades of Red.
I don't know.
That's cool. All right, anyway. In a moment, we bring you into, let's see, we get room for all three of these before we get to Chef Louis?
Oh, I'm dying to give you mine.
Richie's next. It's 14 after on Good Day.
Child was a baby. You were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind, yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
So is this right, Jennifer, before we get to Richie? Did Kristen Stewart actually go out again with this guy, Pat, with Rupert Sanders this week?
I don't think they went out this week, no.
Well,
how about last week?
No. I see a report.
What are you seeing?
On Tuesday, she was spotted with Rupert Sanders.
She can't do that.
Wearing a baseball cap backwards.
No, I heard that was the first time she'd been out since her thing with... This is the first time she was seen in public.
Oh, but not with him.
No.
Got it. Hmm. All right, let's get to the more important item. Rich is eager to share today's Beyond Good Day story with us, so now you have the floor, Mr. McFadden.
Two stories that kind of piqued my interest, and they're related, even though I didn't see them together. Okay, so you know, when you get in your car, more and more technology is being introduced to your car. Mm-hmm. I have a Ford, so it's got the sync system, so I can just hit a button and tell it to play a song or make my cell phone. And then you know that parts of your ignition and your carburetor and even your brakes with the ABS are all tied to a computer system. Well, as more and more computer electronics get introduced into the operation of a vehicle, it's starting to worry manufacturers of those vehicles and computer manufacturers who make the parts for them. So much so that McAfee, the big company that works on computer scams and whatnot, mm-hmm. has hired one of the most famous hackers, Barnaby Jack, to try and hack all of these cars.
Is he related to Jones?
He is related to Jack the Hack. Jack the Hack. Barnaby Jack Hacker is his name. They say that theoretically, people could hack into your cars and change the tire pressure while at high speeds, break into your diagnostics center, and prevent cars from moving or use its brakes while at a high speed.
Wow.
Okay. So all of the manufacturers say, no, you know, we're certainly concerned about this, but we're checking it out just to make sure that, you know, nothing could ever be hacked. But think about that. Now, take that story and add that to the story this week in Michigan. The Department of Transportation, you're in the United States government, is testing a new system that would allow cars and roads to talk to each other. So your car would have a Wi-Fi system in it that goes about 300 feet, and this system would be implemented in the roads and other cars. So in Ann Arbor, Michigan, there are 3,000 cars and two main thoroughfares that go through the city set up through this system with the help of the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. They have 73 miles of road and 3,000 cars outfitted with this Wi-Fi system. So bottom line is, if, Doug, my car starts to drift into a lane, your car will get an alert saying, look out.
Like they
and
have in planes.
That's
hits
cool. I like
you.
That.
Oh, they have in planes. That's what they have.
Yeah.
Okay. So same technology as in planes. So that's very
right.
Cool.
So now they have to put in it. So is it favorable?
Is it a good idea?
Right.
Is that the question?
So now let's go back to the last story.
As long as people don't become dependent on it. And you just have yesterday in the farmyard, Charlotte and I were sharing an ice cream, and I was driving across the barnyard, and I wasn't watching where I was going.
And she barked at you, watch out.
No, she was
like Lassie
ice cream. But I ran into one of the wagons parked in the yard because we were both in bow. Now, if I'd have had this system, if I'd have had this system, could I have avoided that connection?
It causes you to get lazy, though. I have a backup camera on my... I have a backup camera on my car. And so I rely on that so much now. And if I happen to be on the phone or if I have my destination assist or something up on the screen and the camera's not there, I honestly have caught myself forgetting to actually look before I back out. That's how bad it is.
All right. But now add this to the equation. Say that somebody hacks into that system and turns on false warnings. Like Jack Bauer. Or
that's how they could get bad guys. They
turns warnings off.
System.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm thinking about
angry spouses. How about that?
Think about politicians riding down the road.
True.
And a hacker hacking into their car and their system, turning the brakes off, and then turning off other cars around, having other cars crash into them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about the possibility.
Think a good movie. Mm-hmm. It looks like a theme for a good movie.
Isn't that
Harrison
freaky?
Ford, I kind of am picturing in this one.
Yep.
Yes,
right.
Definitely.
By the way, you've seen pictures of him this week. He's lost all his hair.
He's getting old.
Yeah. Of who?
What?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, Harrison Ford?
Yeah. Now he's no Harrison Ford. Different. He's changed his name.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to join us in a few minutes to talk about the incredible edible potato. We have potatoes in the focus here. Cooking. We're going to the Doug Steffen Cooking School. But not before, I don't know, Jennifer. We may have time for both Jennifer and Heather Ritchie.
We can work fast.
How well they edit their comments. 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
It's 24 past the hour. I'm Jennifer Horn with today's Beyond Good Day story. Honest tea.
Honest tea.
There is a tea. I remember. I think I have some in the refrigerator. It's called Honest Tea.
I've had it. It's good. I've had it before. And I think it's cute, the little pun, Honest Tea, Honest Tea. Get it? Okay. And they've been conducting a social experiment, the folks over at Honest Tea. They've been setting up kiosks all around the country. They are unmanned. They ask people to deposit a dollar for each beverage that they take from the kiosk. And this was part of a social experiment, to see how honest people really are. So you're ready to guess the most honest city? I think it's not a big surprise. The most honest city in the whole country. Can you take a guess?
It's got to be
Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Oh, come on, you guys. Think about Mitt Romney.
Awesome. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City. Yes. Yeah. The two most honest cities on the list. 100% honesty, meaning everybody left money. That was in Salt Lake City. And then this is a surprise.
Wow,
Oakland,
100%?
California. Yeah, 100%.
Oakland,
Salt Lake
California,
City and Oakland.
100%?
Oakland has high crime, but it's 100% honesty with the T. Boulder, Colorado came in with 99% of people being honest. San Francisco, right next to Oakland, 97%. And Dougie and Heather, your people in Boston, 96%. Those were the five
most honest. How do we get to these numbers again?
They set up a kiosk. The honest tea people set up a kiosk with tea in it.
Yeah.
It was unmanned, but it said, take a bottle of tea. Each bottle is a dollar. And
so
then they recorded who would actually,
if people actually paid or not.
They would take inventory at the end, and if they had 100 bottles and only $94 was in there.
94 bottles of tea in the wall, 94 bottles of tea. Take it down and pass
it
around.
So let's get to the fun stuff. Bottles
of tea in the wall.
Least honest cities in the country.
Who do you think would be the least honest?
Washington, D.C.
No.
Really?
Actually,
Detroit.
New York City.
Yes, I was going to say New Yorkers
were the least. That was originally. That was actually last year that New York was the least. They still kind of came up in the ratings. But Brooklyn was 61% honest. That was the Atlantic Terminal in Brooklyn, New York. Venice Beach, California, my people. Chelsea Piers in New York City, 77% were honest. The Mall in Denver, 16th Street Mall in Denver, only had 80% honesty. And Southside Chicago had 82% honesty.
Yeah. So the lowest honesty percentage rate was 60 some percent.
Right, 61%.
See, I would love to see it like where my brother's a cop in the hood here in D.C. I'd love to have him set up a kiosk down there and watch it get like 4%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill, keep in mind this is only where they put
the
kiosk.
That's a racist comment, by the way.
I didn't say what.
Yeah. No,
I didn't say anything about the people who live there.
Absolutely.
The people who live
you
there.
Insinuated, because you don't have the courage. I call them midgets. You, however,
do not have the courage. Racist. No.
You do not have the courage.
I said in the hood.
But you haven't. You're wandering around it. You're not saying it.
There's email coming.
What do you think I'm saying?
There's email coming.
Now, you're not going to lead me into that. I'm not going to be
there. The facts are the facts. It's a high crime area.
Okay. Yeah.
Why do you think that they have 47 police on every street corner?
I understand.
Interesting. They even narrowed this survey down by people with different features. They said that 92% of people wearing sunglasses are honest.
Really? Are midgets honest?
I don't know, 96% of people with beards are honest.
Really?
Isn't so that they had cameras. Here's the thing.
They had cameras on this
You've heard me before philosophize about people who wear beards. I remember being, met my comeuppance.
Beards and sunglasses mean you're trying to hide.
Conceal something. Yeah.
If you have a beard, the theory is that you're trying to hide something.
Here's the revelation.
Oh, wait, does that apply to people who wear goatees and mustaches?
Yeah, beards, facial hair.
Any facial hair. 92,
how much is
this is a big one, though. 92% of brunettes are honest. Only 90% of blondes are honest.
Yay!
95% of gray hairs are honest, though. So that's
now, what if it's highlighted blonde? Do you get to
I think
more
that counts.
Maybe?
No, I think it counts.
All right, we don't have time for Heather, but nice job anyway. There's a lot of food for thought in that. Chef Louie and the potato coming up. Where's Mr. Potato Head? Do we have him around for this? 28 after on Good Day.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome into the Good Day Focus on Food, and with me, the usual group, or at least some of the cast of usual characters. Heather Bachman is here, Jennifer Horn, and Chef Louis DeAngelis, participating in our weekly discussion about food and the things that maybe some of us think about. For example, how versatile is the potato? We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Start thinking about, you say potato, and I say potato.
Potato.
Potato, potato.
How do you spell potato, by the way?
Potato. I don't care. We'll,
ask Dan Quayle.
Call Dan Quayle. Get that.
Yes.
All right. In the meantime, this week, Louis, two books have come across my desk about cooking. And maybe this is the time of year. The first one is called The Kitchen Counter Cooking School, Lessons Ooh. Transformed by Culinary Novices, as a result of their experience, this is a New York Times bestseller, have become fearless home cooks. And one wonders, as I experiment sort of myself with things and I watch people who either enjoy being in the kitchen but don't create things that are particularly good, or people who don't take a lot of time to work on things. So they get these recipe books, the Better Homes and Garden Cookbook. How many of us grew up in a home that had the Better Homes and Garden
The big
cookbook?
Red and white
The
check,
big
yeah.
red and white.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody, and they're still around, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Fantastic book, too.
Yeah. But then there are people who get more creative with meats and breads and pastas and salads and that sort of thing. Is it me, or is it the sign of the times? Maybe it's technology. Can we do more with tossed salads and scrambled eggs than we used to be able to? That question was asked by the people that authored this book. And it really is interesting to see what people have done with leftovers, which is my favorite thing. And I have no rhyme or reason, but in this circumstance, they take particular leftovers and then try to get you to think about what's around that you can buy, that you can mix to keep it going. Again, the same philosophy I have. I just keep adding things, but I have no rhyme or reason to it. And I wonder if in your experience, you have advised many of the best chefs in the country, best restaurants, on how to improve their either image or the food they're cooking, that sort of thing. There are people that make a lot of money trying to create new things. Is there any such thing? Is there really anything new under the sun when it comes to cooking? Or isn't it just a rehash of the same stuff that's been around? Somebody's trying to be creative or write a book or whatever. But what's really new? What can you create? It's kind of like the alphabet. There are 26 letters. What do you do with it? The world of music, 8 notes. That's it. What can you do with it? And yet we continue to recreate things or create new things.
Well, you know, it's almost like the movie industry. Are there really any new movies around, or are there remakes of old themes and old ideas?
Right.
And these new ideas that people are talking about with like you said, scrambled eggs. Well, geez, you know, since the beginning of time, people have been using eggs in various different ways. And like for a coating, take for example when you make veal franchise, you know, you dip your meat in the egg wash and then fry it. Put it right in the pan instead of recoating it. That idea has been around forever. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we put fancy names to stuff. We shred the meat and we call them frittatas, which I'm guilty of myself, as one of the recipes I posted for today is a dinner frittata made with potato. It's just combinations. And I think the biggest thing is that more people are talking about food. In the last 15 years, it just becomes a major topic between people, and it was just something we didn't talk about. But go back to, you know, when your childhood, my childhood, God, our folks, my mom just used leftovers 2-3 different ways a Sunday. I mean, it was just, you know, they were so creative, they just didn't talk about it.
So in terms of what we actually can do, I'm again making reference to this book. I'm not plugging it for any particular reason other than that I found it interesting. The Kitchen Counter Cooking School. There's a chapter entitled Utter Confusion. So you can imagine that would be what I gravitate quickly to.
Milk.
And what it is using milk in lots of recipes. How often do you use milk in any recipe? How frequently do you think milk is appropriate? Maybe is the better question to be used, because there are still people that are trying to convince you that milk's bad for you, blah, 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 blah. What do you think?
Oh, God, I use milk in so many things. I have a soup that's being posted today that has milk in it. Milk. If I'm going to prepare certain meats and I want it real tender, I soak them in milk. Nothing tenderizes beef like milk does. The lactic acid in it just softens it right up, breaks down the connective tissue better. You can use milk in everything. I mean, I didn't put it in today, but scalloped potatoes. I mean, milk just goes with everything.
Yeah. I remember.
So much value to it, too.
Yeah, I remember scalloped potatoes a lot when I was a kid. And as you said that, I visualized my mother putting the milk into the scalloped potatoes. It already has cheese on it. But I remember my mother pouring, and we used to have milk that was delivered in the glass bottles from Brush Hill Dairy over in Sherburn. And the guy who delivered it used to drive a bus for me in his later life. But he had one of those Divco milk trucks like I have on the farm. And that, using that, sort of a symbol of quality. When you, I mean, putting that all together and thinking, okay, we took that out. He used to bring eggs and drinks, and you know, you felt good about using. Today, people worry about what they are getting for food, and when they put milk in, is the milk fresh? Are the cheeses fresh? The eggs okay? How far away did they come from? You know, that kind of stuff. I throw that in as an anecdotal.
You look at a lot of the old world recipes, though, and like Portuguese cooking. I mean, there's hard cooked eggs in almost every dish they make. A lot of the Italian recipes, there's a lot of milk used.
All right,
so
now
old world recipes are just coming to us.
All right, so you'll appreciate the other cooking book that came across my desk this week, Irish Traditional Cooking. 300 recipes from Ireland's heritage. I got this because I'm going to Ireland in about a month. And one of the things that they're trying to do is obviously bring in some of the Irish culture as well as whatever we experience.
Just say no to the blood pudding. I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. Yeah.
Well,
it really is blood pudding, by the way.
Herring, mackerel.
Yeah. Irish cooking is
salmon.
Yeah.
They're the masters with salmon.
They are. Is it a drab? Would you say? I'm looking at the... somebody's worked hard. This is a big book.
You know how English... Well, English cooking to me is also kind of meh. It's, you know, when you have something like Italian or Mexican food, putting like English and Irish food up against, it's kind of a lot of potatoes.
Yeah. All right.
Perfect.
So there are also...
This week.
There's a lot of emphasis in this book on desserts and currants, shortbread, tarts, things like that do seem to be British For sure, and why not, under the circumstances?
Well, I spoke to a lot of Irish chefs in my day.
Yeah?
And they have they're going back to their roots. There's such a revolution in Ireland with cooking.
Really?
And they all say it, that their roots come from the Roman days when Rome, you know, ruled over Ireland.
Yep. Yeah,
and they approach their food in such a way. When do you have a traditional Irish breakfast of what they call boiled bacon, champ, which is their version of a hard mashed potato with scallions? I mean, it's just so flavorful.
Really,
what they do is just beyond. They have baked eggs. They go way back to their roots, and the couple of the chefs that I've spoke to say that they feel more akin to Italy than they do to England. Because of their roots.
Really?
And they approach food with such love, such power. I mean, it's just amazing what they're doing there.
One of the things, and we'll leave this because I don't have time to have you give us our potato recipes. There's a lot of cooking with buttermilk. I think a lot of, going back to milk, people don't understand what buttermilk is. You want to explain that?
Well, Doug, buttermilk, you know, just the high, it's not filtered, am I correct on that?
Yeah, I think it's buttermilk.
They don't take the butter fat out of the milk.
Well, it's what may be what happens before it's homogenized.
That's
butter fat is in the milk, and therefore referred to over the years as buttermilk, but it can be also heavy cream. We were talking about whether we could sell heavy cream, raw milk cream in store, and a lot of people would be very eager to have that. So, yeah, that's kind of what it's all about. All right, so
well,
some ideas.
Know that how good it is you know, like when you make fried chicken, you always soak it in buttermilk.
Yeah.
Once again, all that lactic acid in the butter in a heavy milk like that just makes that chicken so tender.
Oh, right.
And the flavor that it gives. You know, buttermilk has almost that yogurt flavor.
Right. It has a very rich flavor. So you're not on a diet if you're eating this. Much of this, if not most of this stuff, is not what we would consider a diet food. Chef Louis DeAngelis, we're going to check out the potato in just a matter of moments. What are you doing? And is the potato a fruit or a vegetable? That ought to be something that we deal with because people they think tomatoes are vegetables, and they aren't. Tomatoes are fruit. So is a potato? You have to be above the ground to be a fruit, and if it's under the ground, is it a...
Seeds.
It's the seeds. Is that it, Richie? Mm-hmm. Richie is our expert when it comes to this. 16 before the hour. As an American, you may feel a great sense of pride and respect for people who have served our country. Those important people need support in an important way, and that's why I'm suggesting that you learn about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Among other things, they provide a whole ton of services and programs. And by the way, they're not just for people who got wounded in service. They're for all veterans. All veterans. Programs like processing your veterans' claims, your educational plan, job training, medical care, that sort of thing. And the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So they'd like some funding. They'd like some help from you. If you have a car or a boat or something like that you don't need any longer, perhaps you'd consider donating this vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It'll help you provide funding for a lot of the exceptional veterans programs that are necessary today. And your donation, whether it's cash or a car or something like that, 100% completely, entirely tax deductible. Information on how to do this can be obtained by calling 877-743-1631. Again, the Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
800-510-8255. Ever have a question of Chef Louis, or you can email any of us here, and we'll pass it along. Chef Louis DeAngelis. You can actually find out more about him by going to DougStephan.com. Click on his picture, and you'll see what a star he is. In the circumstance we find ourselves in, the potato, this is the time of year potatoes start being harvested. And I saw some potatoes this week, Louie. Make your mouth water. Those big white potatoes that are so good when you boil them and just put butter and a little salt on them. Man, oh man, are they great. All right, so you have some other ideas to help you. We get some recipes up at DougStephan.com based on the potato too, right?
Yes, they're under entrees.
Entrees.
Mm.
Well, I got to tell you something. It was funny about, you know, how this all started with potato this week. And Doug, you and I have talked about this over and over. You know, food actually mimics life itself. And it's, you know, when you get a group of people together, what do they talk about? A lot of times it's food. But the one thing that you got to remember, food, like life, is only enhanced when you share it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first moved in here to the new house, within days, you know, we didn't know anybody. My neighbor, Dr. Dale, comes over and invites us for a dinner party with the new neighbors, with all of our new neighbors. And, you know, you share food. It's a fantastic thing. And the conversation stayed food the whole night just about. And people always have their opinions about it, about restaurants, about recipes, about additives that they use. And it just really brings people together. And we've been sharing different foods back and forth now since we've been here. And it's so much fun when you do that. And the other day, Dr. Dale brings me over a beautiful bowl of soup. And I was thinking of you, Doug.
Chowder!
But I know you are super. So
I love super. Soup.
I put it
chowder
on here. It's a beautiful potato soup that I want everybody to try because it's amazing. It's like a chowder. But what I want to talk about, we forget that potatoes, you know, we look at it always as a secondary food. You know, even in our speech, it's meat and potatoes. They always take second place. But if you take a potato, peel it, wash it, put it on a box grater on the large holes, and get nice, long, grated shreds of potato. And you press them dry, mix an egg white with the 3 nice potatoes that are shredded. That's the beginning of a triple threat. You can either take some onion, maybe some green pepper, mix it all together, make patties or squares or any shape you want, put them in a frying pan with a little butter and oil, and you've got the best hash browns. That is a thing you're going to buy frozen. You know, you look at the ingredients of the frozen hash browns, they're so laden with chemicals and additives, when really the only thing you need is an egg white to hold it all together.
Mm.
And then you take this at lunchtime and put some meat into it, and you've got a nice, you can make, I have a recipe for a potato burger that you can use, and it's just a fantastic lunch. You got your burger and fries all in one
time. So is that at DougStephan.com?
Yes, it is. If you click on Louis and then go under the recipes of entrees.
If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see on the right-hand side of the homepage, Chef Louis, just below the logo that says Doug Stephan Good Day Team. So you might want to see what there is. This is cumulative, too. We keep a lot of these things from week to week. And actually, you know what, Jennifer, it would be kind of cool is if we posted maybe one of these recipes on our Facebook page. I think that'd be...
We can, they're on Pinterest as well.
Really?
Yeah, you can get all the great plain. Yes,
Pinterest, woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Chef Louis, thank you. Chef Louis DeAngelis, check out his recipes again. And you as well. Chef Louis' recipes at DougStephan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Latest on Isaac and what it might mean for Florida and the upcoming Republican National Convention. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Isaac, as of this moment, is still a tropical storm, but that could change as it continues to move across the warm waters of the Caribbean. The system has the potential of developing into a Category 1 hurricane as it makes its way toward Florida. As for the track, it is now believed the eye of the storm will likely pass to the west of Tampa Bay, but likely does not mean definitely. As you may know, the Republican National Convention in Tampa officially begins Sunday, but really gets going on Monday. Florida Governor Rick Scott had this to say.
The hope is that as it goes, if you follow the track, as it goes over Cuba and hits all that land and Hispaniola, that it'll dissipate. So a little bit further west and dissipate would be perfect for Florida.
Yes, that would be perfect. The governor said his state is ready for whatever happens.
We're used to hurricanes in Florida. We have a great emergency management team at the state level. At the local level, and we work with FEMA well.
As for the convention, Sean Spicer of the Republican National Committee says a decision on postponing or canceling events won't be made until it needs to be made.
The plans are there both logistically and operationally. Our goal is to make sure that we put on the best convention possible, and as the weather updates come in, we'll make those adjustments.
The Red Cross isn't waiting. Disaster Services Chief Charlie Szymanski says hundreds of trained disaster workers are making their way to Florida right now.
We're mobilizing our volunteers from throughout the southeast. We're moving warehouse materials into Orlando and other key locations in Florida, and just making sure we've got everything exactly where we need it.
So you can sum it up this way. Everyone is keeping close track of what Isaac is doing, lots of fingers crossed, and everyone is hoping for the best while preparing for the worst. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, it was a down day for the markets. The Dow off 115 points yesterday to 13,057. NASDAQ lost 20 points. S&P fell by 11. Crude oil prices also down. $1.14 a barrel, finishing at $96.12. We've got a recall for you, a licorice recall. Red Vine's Black Licorice Twists, made in California, has more than double the amount of lead levels deemed safe for children. The 16-ounce bags of candy on the recall list have a best before date of 2/4/13. Anybody who purchased the candy should throw it away immediately. Children and pregnant women who may have consumed the candy are advised to see a doctor for lead testing right away. And finally, if you haven't made any plans yet, we have a couple of suggestions of things to do and places to go this weekend. Let's start here. The sounds of a state fair. The Minnesota State Fair in St. Paul opened up yesterday and runs 12 days in all. Rides, music, fun, and lots of food. Gene Vincent lives in St. Paul. He and his wife have made it a point to come to this fair going back how far, Gene?
Oh, years. We've been living here for 47 years. We've been here every year.
Gene just loves the food at the Minnesota State Fair, which, by the way, features 40 new items on the menu this year, including cranberry wontons, something called Ragin' Ankles, a fried pork chop smothered in pineapple sauce, and bacon ice cream. Talk about picking out. Elsewhere this weekend, you have Orlando, Florida. Yes, at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, the annual Star Wars convention. Many of the cast members from the movie will be there signing autographs, and the convention will feature speed dating sessions and a panel discussion on how to plan your Star Wars-themed wedding. Word to the wise, if you dress up as a very hairy Chewbacca and plan to make this noise a lot, well, the speed dating thing might not go very well for you, and you won't have to worry about a Star Wars wedding anytime soon. Even Jabba the Hutt would have a better shot than you would. I'm David Weiss. Down, Chewy. And that's the news that matters.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and many of you have heard my best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm going to let you know that I'll be in New York City Thursday, August 23rd, giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 different diseases like diabetes, obesity, cancer, and more can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to my free seminar at the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East, 45th Street, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to my free seminar at the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East, 45th Street, Thursday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. That's the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East, 45th Street, Thursday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Or call 615-389-7733 for directions and times. That's 615-389-7733. Again, 615-389-7733.